Blog Talk Radio.
There's a peace I've come to know, though my heart and flesh may fail. There's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I
Even when I don't see it, you're working. You never stop working.
Even when I don't see it, you're working.
keep your mouth.
You never stop.
You never stop. You
don't
stop.
Seems so big, and now they've come, and they're here today. No longer wondering when or wondering how, but now declaring by my spirit and by my power, it shall surely come to pass. The things that I've planned and the things that I've purposed, saith the Lord, they shall surely come to pass. And now is the time, and this is the day, and by my spirit I'm making the way, and by my spirit you'll begin to rejoice, and you'll begin to say, lifting your voice and declaring this new day, for I'll cause you to go forth into a new way. You'll leave this place in a new way, a new strength and a new direction, for I'll restore years, and I'll restore health, and I'll restore joy, for this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase, and they shall multiply, for times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say, it's not so far away, but it's here right now, today. Ha, ha, ha. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
Thank you.
Habrá alguien que puede adorar a Dios en esta noche, aunque aún no puede ver su milagro. Is there somebody in this house that can worship God in anticipation for what He is about to do? Habrá alguien en esta casa que sabe que su Dios está obrando en el silencio. That you know that your God is operating in the silence. There where nobody can see you. There where nobody believes in you. Allí es donde Dios está obrando. Levanta tus manos en este lugar. Levanta tus manos en fe en este lugar. Porque no andamos por vista. Andamos por fe. ¿Por qué no cantas conmigo en esta hora? Aunque no pueda ver sobrando, aunque no pueda ver sobrando, siempre estás sobrando, siempre estás. Déjame oír tu voz. Aunque no pueda ver sobrando, aunque no pueda ver sobrando. Vamos. Aunque no pueda ver sobrando, lo declaramos. Siempre estás sobrando. Aunque no pueda ver sobrando, aunque no pueda ver sobrando, siempre estás sobrando.
Shalom, shalom. Praise God. Welcome to the Lord's Hour tonight. Thank God for each one of you. Praise God. We have some praying to do for Sister Nett and her little grandson, Logan. They've been going through it. And she was saying she's going to be here. I don't know if she is or not, but we're going to be praying for her. And that we're going to go forth and worship and serve the Lord tonight and pray for her. And even though the Lord put a song on my heart that we'll be singing for her and all our loved ones and friends and our brothers and sisters in Christ and everything they're going through, that it will give them encouragement. Praise God that Sister Brenda and her daughter, they came back yesterday safe, had a good trip, got to see the family and everything. And now we found out toward the end of the week that my daughter and her husband and my little granddaughter, Aurelia, they're coming Sunday, and my son's coming with them too. So it'll be good to see my family. Pretty wild. I mean, pretty interesting how God puts things together and makes it happen where, you know, hadn't seen family in a while, and God made a way for family to be here. Or we go to, like, last couple of weeks now to that wedding for all my other family. So it's been good, and good to see the family and enjoy time with them and know that we, you know, love one another and still love it and want them to be closer to the Lord and, you know, share that best we can. Well, praise God that we'll worship and praise the Lord tonight. Trying to think of what kind of lot of stuff going on, but not all, I mean, there's been all kinds of things happening and pointing to it. Some of the terrible things that this nation's doing, and I mean, with children especially, you're going, how long, oh Lord? How long? But anyway, we know that it's all in God's hand and in his control. And still, many things are happening. But as you see the things happening, and you think what the world leaders and people would want, that they just don't happen when they want to. God is still in control. And he still has the final yes or no, or this is going to go forth. So we trust and praise him, and that we're very grateful and come together and have time to be with our Lord. Understanding who he really is, it's so important to have Jesus, the faithful word of God, within your life, because heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will not. Well, that's what we got to have, brothers and sisters. We have to have the faithful word of God within us. And who is that? It's the Son of God, our Savior, Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit. What's eternal? And that's what has to happen in our lives. As I was listening and, you know, preparing the music and listening to that song that we'll be singing tonight, it came very clear what the Lord was saying. He's the only one. You have to be filled with him. It's a living word. You know, it's not getting so caught up in the different translations, not getting so caught up in the electronic written word or the Bible and scriptures, but who they point to and who really is the word of God. Jesus, the Son of the living God, the revelation of the Lord, the wisdom of the Lord. He presents us, our Heavenly Father. And no one comes to the Father except through the Son. No other way. I mean, it doesn't matter what men say. It only matters what God says and how it's going to be. Because he knows best. None of us do, but he does. And he is perfect, and he is what I can say is perfect, and he keeps his word, he keeps his promises. It's his very nature. He doesn't tolerate sin. It will be dealt with. Thank God in our life it is dealt with. And it will be covered and continually cleansed by the blood of the Lamb, the Son of God, until we have our resurrected and glorified bodies. That we are sealed till the day of redemption, when we will be changed. But God is protecting us. The Holy Spirit, who is greater than all the enemies, the hordes of hell, and Satan himself. And brothers and sisters, be encouraged. He lives within us. Like we learned last week, he guides and gives us guidance. And you'll see more about this message of what the Lord talking about that guidance and his wisdom, godly wisdom, not foolish man's, which is all wrapped up in religion and labels and whatever you do and what you got to keep doing and things like that, just to wear you out. Hope it gets a place that frustrates people and they look for the truth. Sometimes God has to do things in our life to get our attention. Sometimes they can be pretty tough because this is a matter of life and death. Truthfully, as me and my wife were just going on our merry way and it's thought you could leave one foot in the world and other one give a little time to Jesus, what woke us up was death. The certainty of it. When we watched both our mothers die within a couple of months. Her mother first, and then my mother a couple of months later. And the Lord got our attention. He said, this is real. This is what people face. And they have to have me within their life to go through it and not be lost forever. And I am coming. I called you to bring forth declaring message. You need to be reconciled to God because Jesus is coming. He's coming for all who believe and trust him. And he's coming as judge. He is the righteous judge. Because God has made him that way. Has declared that because of what he did at the cross and the grave for all of us. All that he did, truthfully, when he was born to be becoming a man, to be a witness, and pointing people to the Father and showing them you're lost, sinful, and you need to be saved. You're in prison. You're in chains. You're in darkness. And you need the light. You need to be free. I'm the one who can free you, the Lord said, told him. I'm the one who come to set the captives free, to help the ones that are afflicted and been put down. Seem like they have no hope or life. And they need to cry out. That's what it's reading in Psalm 145, a very powerful song. Cry out. Cry out and believe. And go to the Lord. Very important. And then have a relationship daily with the Lord. That's the other thing. It's not no process. It is about a real relationship with your God and Creator. That's what it's all about. That you know him personally. That even like the thief on the cross could see who Christ was. Why? Because God, the Father, revealed his Son to that man that was crying out that I need help, Jesus. I'm terrible. I'm sinful and I deserve this. But you being a righteous man, please remember me in paradise. It's amazing. Just that little bit of time. Nothing about anything of his life was worth that it could even meet near the standards of the Father. That we all come short of the glory of God. That's why we need his glory. And that is manifest in his Son, our glorious Savior and King. Oh, it is all about Jesus. That the Spirit of God is showing us and leading us more. What is so important is to focus on Jesus in these times. To be like, as he said, told Peter to walk. But don't be looking to the left and right, but keep your eyes on Jesus in this time. And know that he can lift us up, that he guides us and directs us by the Spirit of God. And his word comes alive in our lives daily, because there is so much trials and tests and the enemy come against us, a warfare, that we have to trust the Lord in that. The battle is the Lord's, it says. But it's close. It's close warfare, like hand-to-hand combat. Wrestling is, have you ever seen wrestling? They're grabbing each other and all over each other. It's not like it's across the field or something. That's how close it is. But the only reason the Lord lets us go through is that we know that we learn to trust him and we can make it through, and that we understand more and more who we are in Christ and the power and authority in his name that we come. Because we do not come against the devil. We do not come against any of the principalities and powers in ourselves or our name. We come in the name of the Lord. It's like David said and Archangel Michael said, that the Lord rebuke you, not us. You don't have a chance, and you don't have a chance at all against mighty spiritual powers without the Lord and without the Holy Spirit within you. All different story then, because you're God's child, and he's going to watch over you because he loves you very much. So praise God that we can come together and the different things God's teaching us. It's when you focus on his word and shut out all the noise of men in this world and focus on him. Pray to him. Put on praise music. Do the things we've been called to do. That it should raise up a song in our hearts when we really understand who he is and what he's done. What great love the Father has given to each one of us that we be called sons and daughters of God. Hallelujah. Now, we are on the path like the Son of God was. We are to shine the light. We are to be the humble servants. And that we're here as long as what God has for us, the will and purpose for us, and then he'll take us home, just like Jesus did, Paul did. Until that time, I pray we serve the Lord well. I pray that we will be a light and a witness and stand strong in the faith and in righteousness and truth. And know this for sure. Be encouraged, brothers and sisters. As all you see going on in the world, it's still showing. Jesus is coming because the tribulation shadow is over us, and it seemed like it's getting longer, like the shadows in the end of the day, they start getting longer. It's being portrayed, being put over, it just seems like more and more. But praise God. The Lord is with us. And that we have nothing to fear, because God's greater than that. Because he's not given the spirit of fear, but of love. And of a sound mind like Christ. That we would just understand each and every day who we are and how much we depend upon him. Amen? All right, praise God. Let's get this service started as the Lord leads. Father, we thank you and praise you tonight. Lord, we just come humbly before you. Very grateful we can come to you in the name of Jesus. And Lord, that we would focus and have time for you. Lord, that we would be guided to the Holy Spirit, guided by the Holy Spirit, and that your word will come alive in our hearts and lives. Lord, that what you're saying to us for such a time as this, I'm very grateful that you're part of our lives, Lord, that you're really all our life, honestly, because there is no life without you, Lord Jesus. It's very clear. You're the eternal one, and the life you give is eternal. And we depend upon you. And we've been called to have faith in you and trust you. Grateful, Lord, that you have opened our eyes and our ears and our spiritual heart, that we know the truth and our lives have been changed. Now, Lord, I pray you help us press on and that we still grow and mature. Know that there'll be bumps. Sometimes the choices we make are not best. But, Lord, that we learn from them and trust you and understand that glorious day is coming. We won't deal with this old flesh no more. Won't deal with anything about nature or character or sin anymore. It will all be redeemed, become like you, resurrected and glorified. That wonderful day, the day of redemption. We honor and praise you, Lord. We share the truth until then as you lead and guide. We praise you for this night. We pray for your protection and that your mighty warring angels are here to watch over us. But even greater, we have the Spirit who's within us is greater than he, Satan, that's in the world. I pray you protect the connections and the different devices, Lord, phones, computers, Lord, everything, a way we communicate, but you make a way. You're greater than even the systems that they try to take them down, that you're greater than that, and you keep it going. But you're all power and all glory and honor. We thank you for who you are, Lord, and what you're doing within our lives. We give all the glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Well, for sure, brother, sister, for learning more, as Jesus said, that God the Father looks for those to worship him. And in worship, do you know, worship is obedience, is in spirit and truth, in spirit and truth. So the word is Galatians 5:16, very important that we understand this. But I say, walk habitually or lifestyle in the Holy Spirit. Seek him. Be responsive to his guidance when he speaks to us. And then you will certainly not carry out the desire of the sinful nature, which responds impulsively without regard for God and his precepts. Exactly what it is. Hallelujah. Spirit speaks. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
In rooms in me,
stand by your love, 'cause you spoke life into my lungs. You are the air I breathe. You are the air I breathe. Do you move inside of me? You are the song I sing. You are the song I sing.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
You cover me with arms that reach. I'm amazed by your sweet grace. You set me free. You wash me clean. And I'm forgiven by your grace. Amen. As you spoke life to my lungs. And you are the air I breathe. You are the air I breathe. Till you move inside of me. You are the song I sing. You are the song I sing. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Yeah. Amen now. With every breath I breathe, with every song I sing, I want to shout it out. Lord, I'm listening to every word you speak. I'll go where you will lead. To love the least is thee is my greatest offering. With every breath I breathe, with every song I sing, I want to shout it out. Lord, I'm listening. With every word you speak, I'll go where you will lead. To love the least of thee is my greatest offering. With every breath I breathe, with every song I sing, I want to shout it out. Lord, I'm listening to every word you speak. I'll go where you will lead. To love the least of thee is my greatest offering. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Oh, yeah. Amen. His offering. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. My great offering. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Glory to God. Amen, amen. Now, brothers and sisters, this next one is for our sister, Sis Jeanette, and for her son, Logan, and anybody else you know that's sick, and that we're going to be declaring in Jesus' name. He is the God of possible. Not like man, impossible, but God of possible, because that's who he is. He's greater than death. He's greater than sickness. He's greater than addiction. He's greater than spiritual captivity. He is the one who sets everyone free who calls upon him and believes in him. He is the one who delivers. He is the one who raises the dead. Glory to his name. And we are walking and alive because we're dead, crucified with Christ. We identify by faith. And you'll see it gloriously burst forth of everything of who we are on the day of redemption, the resurrection, rapture. That we'll be totally who we are in Christ. What we've been called to do is walk by faith right now and to understand and believe that he is who he is and that he's able to do it. So as we pray for healing for anybody that's sick. We pray for anybody that feels like they're in captivity or caught up in addiction and that they'll be free, that there'll be breakthrough in our families, I mean our children's life and family's life and friends' life and our brothers, sisters, whatever they're facing. Hallelujah. Because in Jesus' name, the God of possible. Praise his wonderful name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Declare it. Hallelujah, Lord. Hurting, sorrow, ever, ever, soon.
I do the name of the I do. Amen. In desperation, I seek heaven, and I pray this for you. I pray for your healing. The circumstances will change. I pray that the fear inside your mind, in Jesus' name, I pray that a breakthrough will happen today. I pray the miracles of your life, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I speak the name of all authority. During blessing every promise, he is faithful to keep. I speak the name that no grave is ever home. He is greater. He is stronger. He's a God of possible. I pray for your healing. The circumstances will change. Amen. I pray that the fear inside will flee in Jesus' name. I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. Amen. I pray the miracles over your life in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Come believe it, come receive it. The power of his spirit is now forever yours. Amen. Come believe it, come receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus, all things are possible. Amen. Hallelujah. I pray for your healing. The circumstances will change. I pray that the fear inside would flee in Jesus' name. I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray a miracle's over your life in Jesus' name. I pray for revival. The restoration of faith. I pray that the dead will come alive in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hey, there's Sis Jeanette. Praise God, sis. This song is for you from the Lord. Proclaim it. Receive it. And believe it. I know you will. But he put this on my heart to pray for all that are sick and need healing, just like you and your grandson, Logan, and all others. We have one of our doctor that's a believer that's been diagnosed with leukemia. Well, we pray against it and pray for healing. You'd be protected from the going through that mess to go through the chemo mess, God of mercy. But yes, it's time to lift up the name of Jesus and declare his power and victory over all these things that is from this fallen world and flesh and the curse of sin. And that we're going to sing it one more time and declare it for our sister that we love, and that we want her to be healed and be able to sing and worship the Lord. And her little son, to quit, little grandson, quit coughing and be able to breathe freely. As we spoke about the spirit and the breath here in our lungs, Lord, we honor and praise you. So we lift your name again and sing this wonderful, powerful song. And proclaim it in the name of Jesus. Glory to his name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.
glorious name, our Savior. Yes, Lord. You know the hearts and what everybody's going through, Lord. Help them, Lord. All that we can do, you're the one that touches life and heals and delivers. Hallelujah to you, Lord. I pray for your healing, that circumstances will change. I pray that the fear inside would flee in Jesus' name. I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray a miracle's over your life in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. He has all power and authority over everything in the flesh and the devil. I speak the name of all authority. Hallelujah. Declaring blessings. Every promise he is faithful to keep. I speak the name that no grave could ever hold. He is greater. He is stronger. He's a God of possible. I declare for healing. The senses will change. I pray that these fear inside would flee. In Jesus' name, I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray miracles over your life. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. It's our part. Some believe it. Some receive it. For the power of his spirit is now forever yours. Amen. Some believe it. Some receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus, all things are possible. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I pray for your healing. The circumstances will change. I pray that the fear inside will flee in Jesus' name. I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray the miracles of your life in Jesus' name. I pray for revival, for the restoration of faith. Amen. I pray that the death will come alive in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Glory. Thank you, Lord. We declare it, believe it, and receive it, that you will move, Almighty One, because of your love and mercy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God.
Praise God.
Praise God. Let me turn this thing. I'm sorry. Turn this. Amen. Good to see you, sis. Praise God that all of us are together. The ones that have been sticking through it, thick or thin, right? But God has called us for such a time as this to come together. And that we're here. And then praise God in the media and the way things happen, there's downloads that others are listening or downloading, praise God. So others are. But we're grateful for us to come. And we've been called for such a time as this. And that as God put the other song on Sis Jeanette's heart, that time is coming, that he will come for his church and his bride, ones that are looking for, longing for him, knowing that this is not our home, and that we are the eternal sons and daughters of God that we're passing through. And we don't latch on to this whole world and the things of it to blind us or mislead us. That we humble ourselves and know that we're servants of the Lord and that we are to be messengers and understand that a simple life is the best life. And the Lord is with us wherever we are and what he has called us to do and whatever capacity that is, that we're all in this together. And glory to God
that we can worship and honor him tonight and know that this is a promise, that he's coming. It's called a blessed hope. For who? The ones who believe and trust in his son, Jesus. He calls you special. He calls you precious. Because you don't reject his son. But you have received him and believed in him. Even though you weren't there yourself personally and saw it. But by the power of the Spirit of God, it's revealed to us. Oh, we've all seen it. And I know we've all been at the foot of the cross at one time or another in dreams or visions, or God transported us there. We've all seen it. We've all been to the empty tomb, praise God, and the angels like Mary, praise God. And he calls our names and we see who he is and know who he is. And he speaks to us every day. Whichever way that is by his word, empowered by the Holy Spirit. Or he speaks to us in our hearts or even by words or numbers. All of it coming together. All of it lined up with his word. And this showing us more and more how close we are to his glorious coming. Oh, hallelujah. And for sure, we know this. One thing you can hold on to every day that goes by, every hour, minute, or second, that means we're closer to the coming of the Lord. Hallelujah. And it could be that day. It could be this night, because a lot of people believe it's going to be all lined up with Jerusalem. But it don't matter. You know, one of the reasons why you don't know the day and hour, there's 24 time zones. 24 time zones. God made it clear, you know. But I believe, as we know, the Holy Spirit reveals the future, that there'll be something exciting. There'll be something joyous. There'll be the presence of the Lord that said, this is homecoming. Get excited, my children. Here I come. Hallelujah. Oh, that we're getting on the edge of our seat looking for. Even the Apostle Paul in the early church was. But I think we're much closer now. I really do, for sure. Well, glory to God. So, hallelujah, the song that God put on Sis Jeanette's heart, that I'll be singing it tonight. And that we know that the Lord is healing our sister in Christ. And that we pray and we cry out, even so come, as King David in Psalm 145 was calling for the Lord to rescue him and the salvation. Well, we're talking about the salvation of the Lord and rescue and take us home to his glorious kingdom in heaven. Oh, this is powerful, brothers and sisters, that we be in the time that we'll experience of that. And all of God's born-again children will. Oh, hallelujah, if they have passed. Or if they're alive and remain, what an exciting, amazing that God called us for such a time as this, us, each one of us. It just blows you away sometimes. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, quickly. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise his name. Pray. Cry out this to him. He wants to hear it. He knows we long for him. All of creation, all of the earth, make a straight highway, a path for the Lord. Jesus is coming soon. Amen. Call back the sinner, wake up the saint, in every nation, shout of your faith. Jesus is coming soon. Amen. Hallelujah. Like a bride waiting for her groom, we'll be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing, even so come. Lord Jesus, come. Amen. Even so, come. Lord Jesus, come. Amen.
church who ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing, even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come. What are you supposed to do? We wait for you. God, we wait. You're coming soon. Amen. So we wait for you. Yes, Lord.
Help us.
God, we wait. You're coming soon. Like a bride waiting for her groom, will be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing. Like a bride waiting for her groom, will be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing, even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Amen, amen. Amen, hallelujah. Maranatha, Lord. Maranatha. Even so come, Lord Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. There it goes. Well, praise God. Amen. Oh, it's so exciting. Yes, yes. I agree, sis. It's a beautiful song and loving song and shows exactly where we're at, that a bride has made herself ready. Well, the bridegroom, he did it. We couldn't do it. We couldn't get her dress on right. We couldn't be all spotless, white, and clean and have the righteousness of God in ourselves. How foolish is that? Only the one who makes us spotless and no wrinkles or stains or marks, whatever, is Jesus. And how did he do it? By his atoning blood that washes away all our sins and stains and blemishes and spots that we're received by the Father because of the life and blood of the Son. Don't let anybody tell you any different, because that's God's way. And it's real, and it's true. Amen. Now, as we are believers, you need to know something. We have learned, I think this last 4 weeks, it's been amazing that God is putting this together, that we know our place. As we are like Christ here, we are true servants. We are true servants of God, true servants like our Savior, Jesus Christ, sons and daughters, that we are serving the Lord now for such a time as this, that we understand the attitude, that we humble ourselves and know our place, and that we humble and pray to be obedient. And a true part of worship is obedience, is respect and honor. And that we understand that. And that in that, as servants, that we understand that obedience is very important. To know the truth of the word and be led by the Spirit. And that's the only way we can do it. And then we learned about who helps us. The comforter, the helper, the one that is with us, that brings life, the life of God in us. Our guide
and the one who gives guidance in our lives, the Holy Spirit. Now, that we'll finish it up tonight, God's guidance in wisdom for such a time as this, right now, as we live and breathe. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Shalom, brothers and sisters, in Christ Jesus, because that's the only way you're really going to have peace. God's peace is in Christ Jesus. Grace, mercy, hope, peace, and love from God, our Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, our only Savior and Lord, and the Holy Spirit, who brings both God's guidance and God's wisdom. Amen? Each day, brothers and sisters, we face decisions in our life. For these decisions, we most definitely need to know God's guidance and God's wisdom. Amen? As we are learning more and more in the times we live and know the promise of the Father, that we welcome in the Holy Spirit, the one that our Lord Jesus told us would be there for us. He would reveal and teach us all of God's wisdom as it is revealed to us by his word. He would be the one guiding us now as we live in these last days. How much we need him, you know. Each one of us, we know. Amen. Let's hear what the Lord Jesus, what he told his disciples and us now. John 16, 1 through 4. The caption for this word, Jesus' warning. Jesus' warning. I told you these things so that you will not stumble or be caught off guard and fall away. They will put you out of the synagogues and make you outcasts. And a time is coming when whoever kills you will think that he is offering service to God, who are very deceived and misled. Service to not the true God, that's for sure. And they will do things because they have not known the Father or me. I have told you these things now so that when their times comes, you will remember that I told you about them. I did not say these things to you at the beginning because I was with you. Well, he said something getting ready to change. He's getting ready to fulfill the will and purpose of the Father, and then he's going to go sit at the right hand of the Father. And he's, praise God, the mighty Holy Spirit here. And with him, in the form of the Spirit, he can be all over the world, not just like in Israel or Judea or Galilee, as Jesus is what he was a man. But now, praise God, that the Holy Spirit and the life and power, nature, and character of God flows all over this world. Hallelujah. Now, the Lord glorified, he can be where he wants to be too, praise God. Two important points I will make about this. Number one, the reason the ones who do these things, do them because they have no relationship with God, the Father, God, the Son, Jesus Christ, and God, the Holy Spirit. Amen? Anybody doing all this in the name of religion, killing people, or persecuting them, or saying that you got to do this and that, and do all these works, this, to be right, and bring judgment on everything, they don't have God. They don't have the true God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I can guarantee you that. Number two, we should not be caught off guard, think it strange when each of us come into these various trials and persecutions. The Lord Jesus has told us and will continue to tell us in this chapter. Amen? I mean, especially if you go against the alphabet groups, you know. Cameron Bure, you know, the lady, the Christian lady that's done some movies and different things. And there, she left, I think Hallmark, my wife was telling me, Sister Brenda, because they were pushing them, you know, more than one kind of marriage. And they're, I think they're trying to set up a movie place, whatever, that they are going to be standing on traditional marriage. And, man, they're coming out of the woodwork at her and a lady she, you know, tried to help and show grace and everything. And then she turns on her. And these are the kind of things that are starting to happen. They have a bill up in the up there in Washington that's talking about Equal Marriage Act. There's only one marriage God recognized. Everything else that is glorifying or they're trying to approve or accept a lifestyle of sin, whatever it is. We know what the main one is. Yes, it is, because it's got a spirit of the devil. I mean, he's very angry and mean, but God is greater. And the Lord, our life is in God's hands. But we are to stand, like Cameron Bure is. She's standing, and her daughter's standing, and they're getting it, but they're standing, and others. But, you know, another thing that was, you know, brought is understanding what we are called to do. We are called to share the gospel. We are to lift up the name of Jesus, not trying to save a nation politically, but we are to share the gospel, especially from the pulpit or churches. Don't get caught up in that you get away from the truth. The only thing that's going to change people's lives is Jesus, the gospel of grace, and to be an example of God's love to others. Whatever way they come at you. And I guarantee you can't do that without Christ. You can't do that without his spirit and his love in you. So understand, we have not been called to save nations and governments. We have been called to be a witness and a light, and that the Lord is saving his created children. Understand that our citizenship is in heaven. And that's the greatest one. Don't get too caught up in causes. And you think that the things in the political world all is going to change things? No. The only thing that can change people is the Lord. It's a heart problem, not a political problem. And many people have got their eyes off and they're caught up in all these different causes or whatever. But we are not to get away and be misled, deceived, caught up in that, and not sharing the gospel and standing for the Lord. That's very important. Understand that. All these nations and everything is in God's hands. And it'll come about what he says is going to come about. But what will change anything? If you want to see, like that song said, revival and restoration of faith, is the gospel. It is the power unto God that changes lives. It is someone being truthful and sharing the truth with someone, if they like it or not. That's what the Lord's called us. And it has been pointed out very clear. John 16, 5 through 12. The Holy Spirit promised, but now I am going to him who sent me. And none of you asked me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your hearts and taken complete possession of them. See, the Lord knows what we're thinking. He knows what's in our hearts. But I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away, for if I do not go away, the helper, comforter, advocate, intercessor, counselor, strengthener, standby will not come to you. But if I go, I'll send him, the Holy Spirit, to you to be in close fellowship with you. Amen. Thank God for that, right? And he, when he comes, will convict the world of the guilt of sin, and he does, and a need for a Savior. There's the message, the gospel, and about righteousness and about judgment. About sin, the truth, nature of it, because they do not believe in me and my message. They do not believe in me and my message. about righteousness, personal integrity, and godly character. Hallelujah. That's Sis Nicole. Bless you, sis. Good to see you. Good to see you here tonight. Bless you, sis. Good to see you. Because I am going to my Father, and you will no longer see me. And because, see, now we need the Holy Spirit, and he's the one that helps us grow in the new life that we have and righteousness. And then the other thing I think a lot of times people miss, but they ought to understand this, about judgment, the certainty of it. Because the ruler of this world, Satan, has been judged and condemned. Judged and condemned. It was announced to him at the very start of the fall of man that he said he would bruise the heel of Christ, but he'll crush his head. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. And then he continues. I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot bear to hear them all. See, there's some things we just can't bear to hear until God reveals them. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into what? All truth. Full and complete truth. Because that's the very nature of God. You know, Jesus called Satan the father of lies. Well, guess what? Your Father in heaven is a father of truth. And that's all he'll speak. If people like it or not. Amen. Bless you, sis. Good to see you. For he will not speak of his own initiative. Do you understand and see a pattern? That if you're called a preacher or teacher or leader, you are supposed to have a servant's attitude. Everybody that comes down from heaven, they come like they're being like their servants and being humble in showing the kind of nature and character of God. For he will not speak in his own initiative. That shows you how serious pride is. And say, look at me. But will speak whatever he hears from the Father. The same thing that Jesus did. And that all of us are supposed to do. Even in these bodies that are not perfect yet. How powerful is God that he would use the foolish things of this world? Jars of clay. It's amazing, isn't it? What else? Here's from the Father, the message regarding the Son. Anybody speaking, it should be pointing to Jesus. If it's not, it is a waste of time to listen to him. And what else will he do? He will disclose to you what is to come in the future. Oh, amen. He's been doing that. And the words come to pass. And it was shown to us and revealed as the Spirit leads. Even it seems like more is being opened up. Like it was said in Daniel's day, the book was sealed. It ain't sealed. It is not sealed no more. It's being revealed. The mysteries of God are being revealed to those who believe and trust them and who are connected to God in life and by the Spirit, Holy Spirit. That's the only way you're going to know the truth of God, the truth of Jesus. There's no other way. Only God can do this. And he will to every one of his created children. Because that's who he is. That's the love he has. Every one of you are important. Everyone is unique. And he doesn't want none to perish. He didn't call for anybody to perish. He made a way so you don't have to. People get a hold of that. What else will he do? He will glorify and honor me. You too, sis. Good to see you. I'm glad you could be here. He will glorify and honor me. Amen. All glory to Jesus. He is worthy. He is the King of glory. He is the Savior. He is the faithful Word of God. Because he, the Holy Spirit, will take from what is mine and will disclose it to you. The Holy Spirit will take what Jesus spoke, the revelation, the word he spoke, and bring it alive to each one of us to change our lives forever. All things that the Father has are mine, because God has said this. Because of this, I said that he, the Spirit, will take from what is mine and reveal it to you. Isn't that amazing? Can you really think that? Almighty God himself, the one that's up in heaven in all glory and praise, that he will reveal it to each one of us, what he wants to reveal to us. That's just absolutely amazing you think about when you start looking at the real picture. So like I said, without the Holy Spirit, it is hard to receive God's guidance and God's wisdom. Because of this, I said that he, the Holy Spirit, will take from what is mine and reveal it to you. Oh, praise your name, Lord. So this goes hand in hand of having the mind of Christ, that we have all his guidance and wisdom available to us tonight, or this time we live now. Amen. Now, the reason the Lord Jesus has told us these things from him who is God, guidance and wisdom for such a time as this. Listen to this scripture. John 16:33. The Lord preparing his disciples, preparing all that will believe what they will face. I have told you these things so that in me you may have what? Perfect peace is how the Amplified puts it. And praise God, that is good because that's what he is. And in the world you will have what? Trials or tribulation, but not the tribulation of the end time, but trials is what it is. And distress and suffering. Because see, one of the things I believe is because we're believers and that we're facing this world still in this old flesh and want to be resurrected and glorified. But be courageous. Be confident. Undaunted. Be filled with joy. What joy? The joy of the Lord is our strength. Why? Why should we have peace? Why should we have joy? Why should we be have courage and be confident and undaunted and filled? I have overcome the world. We couldn't. He did. My conquest is accomplished. Hallelujah. My victory is abiding. Hallelujah. That by faith, the Lord is speaking this, showing us how this life is, how God operates. He's greater than any of the natural, physical things or laws, whatever. He was declaring, hallelujah, victorious. Because his word said it was going to happen. Hallelujah. So we will face the stress and sufferings in the dark, this dark, evil world. But be courageous, brothers, sisters. All over this world, you're not alone facing these things. The Lord Jesus has not left us comfortless. The Holy Spirit now revealing the living word of God to us as we face these questions for our persecuted brothers and sisters in one, I don't know what I'll put there, persecuted brothers and sisters, and I put something else, somebody that was being I don't know what to put there. So we'll leave that brothers and sisters right now, amen? We'll leave that right there, right now. Hallelujah. The last thing for this portion of scripture the Lord wants us to know is that his victory at the cross and the grave is ever abiding. Oh, hallelujah. Two words I heard. Everlasting victory and continual victory in Jesus. Christ our Lord, as we live and breathe now, Amen. Hallelujah. Isn't that powerful? Everlasting victory and continual victory in Jesus. Let us rejoice and have ourselves filled with joy. Our Lord Jesus has overcome Satan, death, and this fallen world and dark kingdom for us. Amen. So with this as the start to our study and lesson from God's powerful word, let's see what else the Lord wants us to teach and reveal for such a time as this. Amen. Thank you, Lord. God's guidance. The definition of guidance. The act or function of guiding, leadership, direction, advice, or counseling. Oh, we so desperately need this today that we would look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Jesus, not ourselves. We need him. We as believers depend on men and women too much. What I mean, someone in authority as a pastor or priest or even someone like a pope or president. We as believers have to understand these people are here to rule and guide as God ordained. But what has happened, many of them have let this responsibility go to their heads or ego. I mean, we have many of them with their names over their ministry. We have others who are being worshipped. This is idolatry. So many people look to a man or leader instead of looking to the Lord and having a relationship with him. Amen? Brothers and sisters, this should not be. Paul dealt with this, and our Lord dealt with this. Let us not follow no man, but only the Lord Jesus. We are just merely servants of the Lord Jesus. He is the one in charge and has all guidance and wisdom for us by his Holy Spirit. Amen? Let's see a small portion about this kind of people. First, the Lord Jesus. John 10, 11 through 13. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his own life for the sheep. But the hired man who merely served for what? Wages. Who is neither the shepherd nor the owner of the sheep. When he sees the wolf coming, he deserts the flock and runs away. And the wolf snatches the sheep and scatters them. The man runs because he is a hired hand who serves only for wages and is not concerned about the safety of the sheep. For the wages of sin is death. These men and women are in it for the money, fame, and fortune. They run when the enemy comes in like a flood. They will even fleece the sheep they are supposed to watch over and be concerned. They will tell you what you want to hear to tickle your ears and not the truth that we need. They will mislead you right into hell. Run from them. Run. Amen? Do not ever follow someone so much that when they fall or disappear with any reason, you won't be disappointed. Trying to get my paper straight, excuse me. When they fall or disappear for any reason, you won't be disappointed. It's all about Jesus. He is truly all that matters. Jesus matters. And that is all what is going to matter when we face him face to face. Amen. Like the song from Third Day. What is the reason to let you in my kingdom? The Lord said. The only thing you can say, I trust in Jesus, my great deliverer, my strong defender, the Son of God. I trust in Jesus, blessed Redeemer, my Lord forever, the Holy One, the Holy One. Amen. Now there is a word of testimony. And by what else? The blood of the Lamb. This is the one who truly wants to listen, you want to truly listen to. Me and me, Sis Jeanette, Sis Brenda, Brother Elvie, we are mere men and women. We make mistakes. But Jesus, he does not. He will give the right guidance and wisdom for such a time as this. Oh, bless you, sister. We're praying. And we know that you heard what the Lord was saying through that song in Jesus' name, and that proclaim it, and that you believe it and receive it, and the Lord will move upon you, and that he'll heal you and lift you up, get plenty of rest. I would say cover up and try to sweat it out, sis. That's another thing you can do. I've done that. But we'll leave it in God's hand, and his power is so powerful that he can clean out your body that's not supposed to be there and causing this stuff. And especially for your little one, Logan, we want him healed too. But you too, sis, get some rest and enjoy your weekend, we pray. Thank God for you. And I announce now that we will be here next Friday night, Lord willing. We will be here next Friday night. We'll be here at the Lord's Hour, Lord willing. So bless you, sis. We send our love and prayers your way, and for Logan and your family. And everything is in God's hand. We say shalom and good night to you. Praise God. That's pretty awesome that you were here for that, the time that the Lord revealed that song. Praise God. His time's perfect. Amen. So, but Jesus, he does not. He will give the right guidance and wisdom for such a time as this. Amen. One last thing to know. None of us can save you. Religion can't save you, or you can't even save yourself. None of us are good enough. None of us meet God's standards, which is righteousness, holiness, and perfection. Amen? I am sure there are many out there hearing this message now or in the archives. No one's perfect. How can we meet God's standards? We can't. Like I said, none of us can save anybody. Only Jesus and God can do this. By his word, he said, what is impossible for man is possible for God. He is the God of possible, like the song we sung. Now listen to what Paul addresses. Does this sound familiar? Listen to what Paul addresses and see if this is happening in our world. Even in places they call these church buildings. 1 Corinthians 1:10-13. But I urge you, believers, by the name of the Lord Jesus, that all of you be in full agreement in what you say, and that there be no divisions or factions among you, but that you are perfectly united in your way of thinking and in your judgment about the manners of faith, that we all are supposed to be lined up in unity as the Spirit teaches and guides us what Jesus said. For I have been informed about you, my brothers and sisters, by those of Chloe's household, that there are quarrels and factions among you. Now, I mean this, that each one of you says, now listen, does this sound familiar? I am a disciple of Paul, okay? I am a disciple of Apollos.
I am a disciple of Peter, and I am a disciple of Christ. Well, the only one that really should matter is I am a disciple of Christ. All the rest are just mere men and servants of the Lord, even though if they're apostles or whoever they are. Don't lift them up any place higher than the Lord. Has Christ been divided into different parts? Was Paul crucified for you, or were you baptized into the name of Paul? Certainly not. Tell me, brothers and sisters, does this sound familiar? I am a Baptist. I am a Methodist. I am a Catholic. I am a Pentecostal. Do you not know that all these religious groups came from following some man? This comes from following a man or woman, not Christ. Like what Paul is saying. Are you ready? You can see why the church is in such a mess. Here it is, verse 13. Has Christ been divided into different parts? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? Certainly not. Paul asks two questions and gives the answers to them. Certainly not. Not man, but Christ alone. Amen? Amen. That's right, Brother Andrew. Amen. We've grown. We've grown, haven't we? We've grown and understand this. This portion of Scripture tells us and shows great wisdom for your eternal destiny. Please take heed. 1 Corinthians 1:20-24. The wisdom of God. The wisdom of God. Well, we're going to find out who the wisdom of God is. For this message of the cross is foolishness, absurd and illogical to those who are perishing and spiritually dead because they reject it, because they don't understand it, or they can't even grasp it until it's revealed from the Father through the Spirit. But to us who are being saved by God's grace, it is the manifestation of the power of God. For it is written, forever remains written. Oh, hallelujah. Now listen to this. This is happening and will happen. I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, the philosophy of philosophers, and the cleverness of the clever. Who do not know me, I will nullify. Nullified and void. Have you seen that stamp they put on something? Boom. Nullified and void. Nullified and void. I'm starting to see more and more. You don't want any part of being without Christ. It talks about in the scriptures of nothing. This is an existence. That your life, your heritage and everything is over. Period. God of mercy. Nullified. Here's a new word. Where is the wise man philosopher? Where is the scribe, the scholar? Where is the debater? Logic and orator of this age? Has God not exposed the foolishness of this world's wisdom? Oh, yes, he has. He's exposed the fallen one and all the hordes of hell and the doctrines of demons and foolish wisdom and ideas of men. For since the world through all its earthly wisdom failed to recognize God, God in his wisdom was well pleased through the foolishness of the message preached regarding salvation to save those who believe in Christ and welcome him as Savior. That's what God's called us to do. That's the kind of obedience you got to have. For the Jews demand signs, attesting miracles. And Greeks pursue worldly wisdom and philosophy. They try to figure everything out God just asks us to believe. But we preach Christ crucified. Stay on the message. Stay the course. A message which is to Jews a stumbling block that provokes their opposition. And to the Gentiles, foolishness. Just utter nonsense. But to those who are called both Jews and Gentiles, or Greeks and Gentiles, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. Oh, now we're seeing more and more who Christ is, and you got to have him in your life because he's the very life of God. He had the words of life, but he came the very life of God through his life and his blood and the power of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. We see it every day. Men with their finite minds and foolish wisdom and try to say there is no God. There is no hope. For us, just die and be no more. So sad. So many have been deceived by man's wisdom and doctrines of demons and not knowing the truth from our God, Creator, and Savior. God have mercy. Amen. When you see all of this, the ways of fallen men, whose fingerprint do you see all over? Satan, his ways of lying and deceiving, having a form of godliness and denying the life and the power of God in Christ. You see, all the ways and wisdom of man and Satan is stumbling blocks, foolishness, utter nonsense. You, as true believer, will know this and not be deceived. Amen. You listening tonight, know it now. Quit listening to all these men and women and narrow it down to time with the one with all guidance and wisdom, powered by the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ. Amen. Reminds me of the old secular song, but fits. When you go to a man too much and depend on them for guidance and wisdom, it is secondhand news, watered down a lot of times, and their opinions and half-truth. Amen. Praise God. The Holy Spirit knows what we need to hear and learn for such a time as this. Amen. Psalm 14, verse 2. The Lord has looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who understand. Act wisely. Who truly seek after God? Longing for his wisdom and guidance. Are you longing for his wisdom and guidance? I pray we all are. So guidance and wisdom go hand in hand. Amen. Here is a very powerful proverb. Listen closely. Proverbs 16:3. Commit your works to the Lord. Submit and trust them to him. Because you can't do them without him. And your plans will succeed if what? You respond to his will and guidance. Not in your own strength. Least anybody boast to be a fool. Yes, Lord, we pray we do this with the help of the Holy Spirit daily in Jesus' name. Amen. Ecclesiastes 1:2, vanities of vanity, says the preacher. Vanity of vanity that is done without God's guidance. How much is being done these days from government to church buildings to schools without God's guidance? Now, you see why the world is such a mess and we need the Lord, the Savior's going to come and clean it all up?
When you get away from the Lord, there's only one to turn to, and that's the fallen one. And his agenda is to steal, kill, and destroy you any way he can and want you to go to hell with him. Is vanity, futile, meaningless, a wisp of smoke, a vapor that vanishes, merely chasing the wind? That's what this life, how long his life is compared to eternity. People got it upside down or wrong direction. They're always focused on the things of this world. And they miss eternity. Because all this is going to be gone. Only thing that's going to be left is what's eternal. And Jesus is the eternal one. And the living, faithful word of God in you and by his Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Let us take heed to the wisest man who ever lived. Amen? Yeah. But God showed, summed it all up when he getting toward the end of his life, what he said. Anything done without the God's guidance, and that includes his wisdom. Mark 6, verse 35. When Jesus went ashore, he saw a large crowd awaiting, and he was moved with compassion for them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And what's that like? Lacking guidance. And he began to teach them many things. He knew what they needed. Are you like this crowd? Are you lacking guidance now in your life? Know that Jesus is concerned for you. He is moved by your lack of guidance. Cry out to him and ask him, Lord Jesus, teach me many things. Amen? Romans 12, verse 12. Constantly rejoicing in hope because of our confidence in Christ. That's why you can rejoice in hope, because our confidence in Christ, who he is as the Son of God and Savior, and what he does, and that he's part of our life. Steadfast and patient in distress, devoted to prayer, continually seeking wisdom, guidance, and strength. Oh, yeah, we need it daily. In this scripture, in Romans, two other things are added to guidance and wisdom. They are devoted prayer and strength through the Holy Spirit. Amen. Galatians 5, verse 16, I shared this earlier, but I'll share it again because it's a powerful scripture. But I say, walk habitually in the Holy Spirit. That means a lifestyle. Seek him and be responsive to his guidance. And then you will certainly not carry out the desire of your sinful nature, which responds impulsively with regard for God and his precepts. The key to walk habitually in the Holy Spirit and have a mind of Christ is this: seek him daily and be very responsive to his guidance. Amen. 1 Thessalonians 5:19. Do not quench, subdue, or be unresponsive. See, the other scripture says be responsive. And to quench or subdue is be unresponsive to the working and guidance of the Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, when we do not seek the Holy Spirit or be unresponsive to the working and guidance of the Holy Spirit, it is quenching. What does quenching mean? Listen to this. To slack off. To satisfy or allay thirst, desires, passions of the flesh. Uh-oh. This is what the flesh wants us to do. The second meaning is the result of this, to put out or extinguish the fire and flame from the Spirit. You don't want to do that. You want the fire to be burned. Can you even think that this is from a secular dictionary and that's what they, That's what's being written. I think they're influenced by the Spirit. Isn't that amazing what Quench and the Extinguishing Machine? No, we want to be walking in faith and empowered by the Holy Spirit with the shield of faith, extinguishing the fiery darts from the enemy. Not our helper, not our comforter, not the one that is greater than he that's in the world. God have mercy if we do this. Then repent and ask the Lord to forgive us for this. Amen? We sure don't want the fire to go out. The flame that keeps us on fire for Christ. Amen? 1 Timothy 1, verse 19. Keep your faith, leaning completely on God with absolute trust and confidence in his guidance. And having a good conscience for some people, having rejected their moral compass and have made a shipwreck of their faith. Because they weren't what? Leaning completely on God? We had a picture of a young man that did that. We know him as John and the Apostle John, one of the 12 that was with the Lord when he was here and ministered with him 3 years and watched everything who Christ was and what he did because of the love of God for all of us. And that you can lay, that you can lean completely on God. You can lay your head on his chest. Isn't that amazing? Oh, brothers, sisters, you don't want to become shipwrecked in your faith. We are to lean completely on God with absolute trust and confidence in his guidance. Amen. Hold on to the anchor of our soul, the one who is strong and true. The anchor holds in the midst of the storms of life. Amen. So that is a good way to finish this part of the lesson, that we truly see we need God's guidance. Amen. We need his word and his Holy Spirit to know and have this guidance in our life for such a time as this. Now God's wisdom. Oh, hallelujah. The definition of wisdom. The quality of state of being. Why? Not in ourselves, that's for sure. Knowledge of what is true or right coupled with just judgment or to action, discernment or insight. Does this sound like from a secular dictionary or from the Word of God? Even definition from a secular dictionary brings the truth about God. So powerful and true is this definition, amen. 1 Kings 4:29. Now, God gave Solomon exceptional wisdom and very great discernment and breadth of mind like the sand of the seashore. Well, we need some of that these days, don't we? Now, that sounds like good to get exceptional godly wisdom, amen? The other part, very great discernment. Oh, yeah. These days, we need discernment, don't we? We all need that these days, amen? So we will not be misled or deceived. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Kings 10, verse 24. All the earth was seeking the presence of Solomon, all the earth, to hear his wisdom which God had put in his mind. Isn't that something? Boy, that's what the people need to all of the earth be seeking Jesus and the wisdom he gets, even greater than Solomon. Who put the wisdom that Solomon knew in his mind? A teacher? No. A school? No. Even a pastor or priest? No. It was God himself. Amen. He does this for us, brothers and sisters, by the Holy Spirit now. Amen. Second Chronicles chapter 1, 8 through 12. Solomon's prayer for wisdom. Then Solomon said to God, see, speaking to God, that's what prayer is. You have shown great loving kindness and mercy to my father David and have made me king in his place. Now, O Lord God, your promise to my father is fulfilled.
For you have made me king over the people, as numerous as the dust of the earth. Give me wisdom and knowledge, so that I may go out and come in, performing my duty before this people, for otherwise, who can rule and administer justice to this great of people of Europe? Boy, some leaders should learn from that, shouldn't they? God replied to Solomon, because this was in your heart, and you did not ask for riches, possessions, or honor, and personal glory, oh, what would that be, pride? Or the life of those who hate you, nor have you even asked for a long life, but you have asked for wisdom and knowledge for yourself, so that you may rule and administer justice to my people over whom I have made you king. Wisdom and knowledge has been granted you. I will also give you riches, possessions, and honor such as none of the kings who before you has possessed, nor will those who come after you. Oh, that we pray for this for our leaders in the church and our country's leaders. Amen. Job 11, verse 6. And that he would show you the secrets of wisdom. For sound wisdom has two sides. Know therefore that God forgets a part of your wickedness and guilt. Now that is the time of Job. Times have changed. God is doing something greater. We have sound wisdom from the Lord, and he forgets the part of your wickedness and guilt. When Satan comes and accuses you as a sinner or failure before the Lord, you as a believer under the blood of Jesus have been washed. You have been redeemed and reconciled unto God. The Lord says to Satan, I see no wickedness or guilt of sin, just my son's precious blood shed at the cross to cover the multiple sins in his or her life. What are you talking about, devil? I remember it no more. Not guilty, but redeemed in my child. Now through the Son of God, you who believe and trust him as your personal Savior, he forgives and forgives all your wickedness and guilt. Amen. Glory to God. Now, this next group is usefulness of Proverbs. What is the usefulness of Proverbs? This is information about Proverbs first. The usefulness of Proverbs. Number one, the Proverbs, truths obscurely express maxims of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. Number two, to know skillful and godly wisdom and instruction, to discern and comprehend the words of understanding and insight. Number three, to receive instruction in wise behavior and the discipline of the wise thoughtfulness, righteousness, justice, and integrity. So this is packed in Proverbs, a whole bunch of God's wisdom and God's guidance. Amen. Proverbs 1, verse 7, the reverent fear of the Lord, that is, worshiping him and regarding him as truly awesome, is the beginning and the preempted part of knowledge, its starting point and its essence. But arrogant fools despise skillful and godly wisdom and instruction and self-discipline. In this one picture, here is a clear contrast between the ones who look to the Lord for guidance and guidance and wisdom, and the fools who do not. Very clear picture of our world today. Amen. Oh, brothers and sisters, with these next four scriptures from this chapter in Proverbs, listen closely to the contrast of the ones who are wise, to listen to guidance and wisdom of God for such a time as this, and those fools who don't.
Proverbs 10, verse 21. The lips of the righteous feed and guide many, but fools who reject God and his wisdom die for the lack of understanding. Amen. There's a die, 10:23. Engaging in evil is like a sport to a fool who refuses wisdom and chases sin. But to a man of understanding, skillful and godly wisdom brings joy. A picture I get is like a dog chasing his tail. So silly and foolish, those who chase sin in their life. Like the dog, when he catches his tail, he bites it. Is hurt the same for men and women with a simple lifestyle? Amen. Proverbs 10, verse 28. The hope of the righteous, those of honorable character and integrity, is joy. But the expectation of the wicked, those who oppose God and ignore wisdom, here's this word, like I was saying, no future, comes to nothing. We who are wise and wanting God's guidance and wisdom, we have great hope and joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. What about the wicked? Those who oppose and reject their Savior, Jesus Christ. Not much to say. What will come of them? Comes nothing. Amen. God have mercy. And he does right now. Before your last breath. Get right with him. Proverbs 10, verse 31. The mouth of the righteous flows with skillful and godly wisdom, but the perverted tongue will be cut off or be cut out. Ugh. What can you say? It pretty well covers the difference, amen? Proverbs 11, verse 2. When pride comes, look how pride comes. When pride comes boiling up with arrogant attitude of self-importance, it's all about me. Look at me. My right, my way, what I'm entitled to. Then come dishonor and shame. But with the humble, the teachable, who have been chiseled by what? Trial. Why are you going through these trials? To be able to become teachable, to become humble, and know that we need the Lord, and depend upon him and not ourselves. And that you have learned to walk humbly. There you go. To walk humbly with God. There is wisdom and soundness of mind. Good things to have. Another clear picture and the difference between the pride and arrogance and the humble who walk humbly with God. The prideful, they will come dishonor and shame, God have mercy. The humble, there is wisdom and soundness of mind. Ecclesiastes 7:18 says, it is good that you take hold of one thing, righteousness. Take hold of the righteous one. And also not let go of the other wisdom, righteousness and wisdom from God. For the one who fears and worships God with all filled reverence, respect, and honor will come forth with both of them. Amen. They're in our lives. It's who God, that's who Jesus has made us. Hallelujah. So with reverence, who worships God, these two, righteousness and God's wisdom, go hand in hand, and both of them will come forth from you. Amen. It's part of your new life. Hallelujah. Daniel 2, verse 20. Daniel answered, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and power belong to who? Him. In this scripture, the prophet Daniel declared that wisdom and power belong to God alone. Amen. Look what he thanks God for in this next scripture. Daniel 2, verse 23. I thank you and praise you, O God of my fathers, for you have given me wisdom and power. Even now you have made known to me what we requested of you, for you have made known to us the solution to the king's matter. The Lord shared and gave Daniel wisdom and power when he needed it the most. We too now his guidance and wisdom for such a time as this. He gives it to us who ask, who trust and obey and serve him. He gives it to us by his Holy Spirit who lives in us now and forever. Amen. Acts 6, verse 3. Therefore, brothers, choose from among you seven men with good reputation, men of godly character and moral character, moral integrity, full of the Spirit and of wisdom, who we may put in charge of this task. This is who we should be looking for to serve the Lord and the church. This is an example and guidance for us in these times we live. Amen. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 30. But it is from him that you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God. Amen. Revealing his plan of salvation and righteousness, making us what? Acceptable to God. Did you know you're accepted by God? That you're in right standing with God? Isn't that awesome? Should be encouraging and lift you up. And sanctification. And what is that? Making us holy, setting us apart for God. Hallelujah. He's done it. And what else? And redemption. What else? Redemption. What is redemption? Providing our ransom for the penalty of sin. And I can tell you that, brothers and sisters, that it is his shed blood. Who is the wisdom of God according to this scripture? Jesus Christ. He is the word of God and now the wisdom of God. Amen. As we learn and as we see. Glory to his name. 1 Corinthians 2:7. But we speak God's wisdom in a mystery, the wisdom once hidden from man, but now revealed to us by God. Who reveals God's word? God does. That wisdom which God predestined before the ages to our glory. Isn't that, wow. To lift us up into the glory of his presence. Isn't that powerful? How long God has been planning this. And you think anything, if God's for us, who can be against us? Nothing compared to him. Oh, hallelujah. At one time, God's wisdom was hidden from man, but now revealed to us by God. Amen. Ephesians 1, verse 17. I always pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may grant you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation that keeps you deep and personal and intimate insight into the true knowledge of him. For we know the Father through the Son. Prayers here for the Ephesian believers will receive this, and us too, brothers and sisters, in Jesus' name, amen. Colossians 1, verse 4. For we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus, how you lean, there it is, that lean again, you lean on him with absolute confidence in his power, wisdom, and goodness, and of the unselfish love which you have for all the saints, God's people. Oh, brothers and sisters, I pray we are known this way for the glory of God. Amen. Colossians 1, verse 28. We proclaim him, warning and instructing everyone in all wisdom, that is, with the comprehensive insight into the word and purposes of God, so that we may present every person complete, mature, fully trained, and perfected in him, the anointed. This is our call and goal, that you too are ready to go home when the Lord calls you home, either as you fall asleep or rapture. Amen. Colossians 2, verse 23. These practices indeed have the appearance that popularity passes as that of wisdom in self-made religion. Sounds familiar. And mock humility, a form of godliness in the denying the power and the character and nature, how we are to be a servant for the Lord. And severe treatment of the body, but are of no value against sinful indulgence. Why? Because they do not honor God. Be careful and wise discerning self-made religious practices and those who mock humility. Watch out for those who are popular in the world in the name of God. Most likely, they are popular because they truly do not honor the true living God. Amen? All these kind of people, run from them, run as fast as you can, like Joseph did with Potiphar's wife. Amen? Colossians 3, verse 16. Let the spoken word of Christ have its home within you, and it has to be dwelling in your heart and mind, permeating every aspect of your being as you teach spiritual things and admonish and train one another with all wisdom, singing songs and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God, permeating. Dwelling, ain't those powerful? That means God is part of you. God has filled you. Like that, but not part, but he's filled it. That brothers and sisters, that we teach one another with all wisdom from God, the spoken word of Christ, have its home within each of us. That as God gives guidance and wisdom to the body of Christ, we are to teach one another. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. We need that so much these days. 2 Timothy 1:5. I remember your sincere and unqualified faith, because none of us qualify, the surrendering of your entire self to God in Christ with confident trust in his power, wisdom and guidance, wisdom and goodness, a faith which first lived in the heart of your grandmother, Lois, and your mother, Eunice. I am confident that it is in you as well. Talking about Timothy. Thank God for godly mothers, godly grandmothers and aunts. Thank God they taught us and showed us the guidance of wisdom of God in our lives. Amen. I believe, brothers and sisters, without this and their prayers, we would not be here today. Amen. James 1, verse 5. If anyone lacks wisdom to guide them through a decision or circumstance, he is to ask our benevolent God, who gives to everyone generously and without rebuke or blame, and it will be given him or her. Is anyone out there lacking wisdom in his or her life? If you are, then ask God through his Holy Spirit, and he will give you the guidance and wisdom you need. Amen? One thing you need to know, and James tells us, you have to ask in faith. Believe in the Lord is able to do what he says he has promised. James 1, verse 6. But he must ask for wisdom in faith without doubting God's willingness to help. Do you believe God's going to help you? Do he wants to? Yes. For the one who doubts is like a bellowing surge of the sea that is blown about and tossed by the wind. It's, all over the place. Not standing firm on a rock. The firm foundation of Christ. How we've been called is not by sight. It's by faith in him. Without faith, there is no pleasing God. Everything by faith, brothers and sisters. It's an action word, amen? As I said from the start of this lesson, God's guidance and God's, excuse me, wisdom for such a time as this. We are in the end time. Let me get a drink. Excuse me. We are in the end times. The Word of God calls them the last days. So Peter is sharing what is coming and what kind of people should we be. First thing is coming very soon. You already see it happening all over the world, volcanoes, earthquakes, sinkholes, large cracks in the earth, extreme or violent weather, all signs of the end and the Lord's coming. Now listen to Peter, with the guidance and wisdom of the Holy Spirit to us now who are living in these days. Amen? 2 Peter 3, 10 through 13, a new heaven and earth coming. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and the heavens will vanish with mighty and thunderous roar, and the material elements will be destroyed with an intense heat, and the earth and the works that are on it and will be burned up. Boy, isn't it a waste of time them trying to save this planet and get their eyes off the Creator and so much on the creation. Ain't going to happen. They can do all the climate, whatever they want. It's going to happen what God says because of S-I-N. It's going to be judged. And this world's going to be cleaned up and burned up because of the sin that's been here. Since all these things are to be destroyed, all these things, all these temporal, cursed, sinful things will be destroyed in the hand and the work of men will be destroyed in this. Get this page over. In this way, what kind of people ought you to be in the meantime? In the holy behavior, that is, in a pattern of daily life that sets you apart as a believer, and in the godliness, displaying profound reverence toward our awesome God, while you earnestly look for and await the coming day of God. For on this day, the heavens will be destroyed by burning, and the material elements will melt with intense heat. But in accordance with his promise, we expectantly await new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Hallelujah. So we see judgment is coming. The world will be destroyed by fire to put away all way sin and rebellion toward God that is affected by the sin. It has to be destroyed so God can make a new heaven and earth in which righteousness dwells. Amen. Verse 11. Peter asked all of us this question. Since all these things are to be destroyed in this life, what kind of people you ought to be? He answers, 2 Peter 3, 14 through 18. This is who we are to be. So, beloved, since you are looking forward to these things, be diligent. Every effort to be found in him at his return, spotless, blameless, in peace, that is innerly calm in the sense of spiritual well-being, confident, and having lived a life of obedience to him. And consider the patience of our Lord, his delay in judging and avenging wrongs as salvation, that is allowing time for more to be saved. That's why we're still here, for more to be saved. Just as our beloved brother Paul also wrote to you concerning to the wisdom given to him by God, speaking about these things as he does in all his letters, in which there are some things that are different to understand, which the untaught and the unstable who have fallen into error twist and misinterpret, just as they do the rest of the scriptures, to their what? Own destruction. This is very serious with God. Therefore, let me warn you, my beloved, knowing these things beforehand, be on guard so that you are not carried away by the error of unprincipled men
who distort doctrine and fall from their own steadfastness of mind, knowledge, truth, and faith, but grow spiritually mature in the grace.
Come on, thing.
In the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory and honor, majesty and splendor, both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. 2 points from this word. Therefore, let me warn you, beloved, knowing these things beforehand, be on guard so that you are not carried away by the error of unprincipled men who distort doctrine and fall from their own steadfastness of mind, knowledge, and truth and faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, Holy Spirit, discernment in our lives daily. Number 2, verse 15. And consider the patience of the Lord, his delay in judging and avenging wrong, as salvation, that is, allowing time for more to be saved. Just as our beloved Paul also wrote to you according to the wisdom given to him by God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. See what I'm looking at to put here. Hallelujah. As God leads. Okay, there we are. All right. Hallelujah. Very powerful. You got to consider this getting to be the time where he was getting ready to be going home and be crucified upside down for the Lord. This is why the Lord has not come, so that others can hear his guidance and wisdom through the Holy Spirit of God and come to salvation through the living word of God and the living wisdom of God, which was hidden at one time to men, but now is revealed. That wisdom is salvation and life through Jesus Christ. Amen. We clearly see we need God's guidance and wisdom for such a time as this. He has given us the Holy Spirit to guide us and give us all wisdom and in the midst of Christ for such a time as this, that when we do not take heed to his guidance and wisdom, that we stop, fall on our knees, and truly repent and turn back to listen to God's guidance and God's wisdom for such a time as this. The God of all wisdom and power. Amen forever. Hallelujah. Powerful praise God song that shows all this, even as he's talking about these scriptures, about what it says in this song. Listen, you'll see what I'm talking about. Thank you, Jesus. Word of life. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Word of life, speak to my weary heart, strengthen mine from broken parts, lead me to open arms. Word of truth, eliminate all these lies, the enemy speaks inside, in freedom I will rise. 'Cause you called me out from the grave so that I can live like I've been changed. There is a new song in my soul, and it begins when I breathe in the word of life. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Here we go. Spirit of God, take me to the deeper place. Take me out of what is safe, and I will not be afraid. Spirit of God, fill me with the joy again. Bring it up from within. It cannot be contained. You call me out from the grave, so I can live like I've been changed. There is a new soothe on my soul, and it begins when I breathe in your word of life. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The old has gone away, only your love remains. I'm alive today till you call me out. Amen. Ooh, amen. Call me out. Amen. Come on now. Woo-hoo-hoo. Thank God. What do you do? You called me out from the grave so that I can live like I've been changed. There is a new song in my soul, and it begins when I breathe in your word of life. Word of life. The old have gone away. Only you love remains. I'm alive today. You call me out. Amen. Amen. That's what's happened. Praise God, brothers and sisters. I am crucified with Christ. Yet I live. But Christ in me. We're dead. The old self, rise up in Christ, the life that he gives. We have been changed. We're not the same anymore. Glory to God, victorious over death, hell, and the grave forever. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, what else about that mighty word that we're learning? You'll see that Jesus is the faithful word of God. Praise his name. Hallelujah. Glory to God as we focus and praise him tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. All this is truth. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. The word of God is a light in my darkness, a hope for the hope is strong and true. The word of God is free for the weary, a shield for those who trust in you. A shield for those who trust in you. Come on now. Listen to this. Everything will fade. Everything will fade. And then the earth will pass away. But you remain, yes, you remain always. Amen. Jesus, faithful word of God, the anchor of my heart. You're everything you say you are, greater than my deepest need, the ground beneath my feet. Your promises won't fail me now. Amen. Hallelujah. Rejoice. Glory. This is what the Lord has done. Word of God is light in my darkness. Hope for the hopeless, strong and true. The word of God is strength for the weary, a shield for those who trust in you. A shield for those who trust in you. Amen. Lord, everything will fade. Everything will fade. The heavens and the earth will pass away. But you remain. Yes, you remain always. Amen, Lord. Thank you. Jesus, faithful word of God, the anchor of my heart. You're everything you say you are, greater than my deepest need. The ground beneath my feet. Your promises won't fail me now. Amen. Hallelujah. You won't, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Praise his name. Glory. Fail us. You will not fail us. You will not fail us. The word of God will fail us. You will not fail us. You will not fail us. The word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. I mean, praise the Lord. How powerful that is. As it is confirmed, when I got this, you know, song, I wasn't even thinking, and it was lined up with the message, you know, that the word of God is the light to my darkness, the hope for the hopeless, strong and true. The word of God is strength for the weary, a shield for those who trust him. And then it says, everything will fade, the heavens and earth will pass away, and that's true. Everything of man, everything that man does with his hands, everything that is not guided by the God, by the spirit of wisdom and guidance of the spirit will be burned up. We read it. Be destroyed. Burned up because it's been polluted by sin and the curse of it. God will not tolerate it. He will make a new heaven and earth of righteousness and truth. Hallelujah. Let's praise God one more time with that song. It's so powerful. Because the only thing that will last, if everything in the world, Jesus, the faithful word of God, everything will be gone. But Jesus, the faithful word of God, remains always. Hallelujah. Praise him. Worship him as we sing this song one more time. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Worship. Be renewed, strengthened. Rejoice. Be encouraged. This is your Savior. This is your God, the true God. The light of my darkness. Hope for the hopeless, strong and true. The word of God is strength for the weary, a shield for those who trust in you. A shield for those who trust in you. Everything will fade. Everything will fade. The heaven and the earth will pass away. But you remain. Yes, you remain always. Amen. Jesus, faithful word of God, the anchor of my heart. You're everything you say. You are greater than my deepest need. The ground beneath my feet. Your promises won't fail me now. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Word of God is light in my darkness, hope for the hopeless, strong and true. The word of God is strength for the weary, a shield for those who trust in you. A shield of those who trust in you. Amen. Come on now. Everything will fade. Everything will fade. The heaven and the earth will pass away, but you remain. Yes, you will remain always. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Jesus, faithful word of God, the anchor of my heart. You're everything you say you are. Greater than my deepest need, the ground beneath my feet, Your promises won't fail me now. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Will not fail us. You will not fail us. You will not fail us. The word of God. Amen. Will not fail us. You will not fail us. You will not fail us. The word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Donning who he is. Donning his character. He'll never fail us. Never leave us or fail us. Praise God. And then, thing that we need to learn as believers, be still and know that he's God. And sometimes, don't be speaking all the time, but let the word of God speak. If we find ourselves humble and set at the feet of Jesus, oh, praise his name, as the Lord wants us to understand how important it is, his word, who he is the living word, he announced. And the word is empowered by the mighty Spirit of God. Word of God, speak. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, that we know our place and be humble before him. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Finding myself at a loss for words and a funny thing. It's okay. The last thing I need is to be heard, but to hear what you would say. Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty. To be still and dear in this place, please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God, be. Amen. Yes, just be in your presence, oh Lord. Oh, glory. Thank you, Lord. Praise you. We focus on you, Lord. Finding myself in the midst of you, beyond the music, beyond the noise, and all that I need is to be with you, and in the quiet, hear your voice, word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in your place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay at rest in your holiness. Hallelujah. And in myself at a loss for words. And the funny thing, it's okay. Amen. Amen. Brothers and sisters, that's so true. That we find ourselves lost for words, that we're
in his presence, that he lives within us, and that as we focus and praise him, this world grows strangely dim. All that's going on and all that's happening, when we see his majesty and who he is, that our God and our Savior is high and lifted up, bright and shining, brighter than the stars and the moon and sun all put together. Oh, his glorious, our mighty Savior, a glorious Savior that's coming for each one of us. He loves us so much. Hallelujah, that he would not want none of us to perish. Praise God. That's available for all of his created children. The Lord cries out, come to me, all you weak and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will give you salvation and life. I will deliver you. I will heal you, says the Lord. I am the one. I'm the only one that can deliver you from sin. I'm the only one that can save you from the enemy. Come to me, the Lord says. Come in this time, for the day is the day of salvation and life. Come to me in this time that I cry out. Hear me knocking on the doors of your heart. Open up. Humble yourself and let me come in by my mighty spirit and the truth of the word that goes forth and does not come back void. Man does not live by bread alone or the things of this world, but by every living word from God. And praise God, it is you, Lord Jesus, the living word, the faithful word of God that has come. I pray that others would hear you and what you're saying, Lord, in this time. Are you high and lifted up and worthy of all praise? We come in your presence, be still and know that you are God. How much we need you, Lord. We're grateful that you live within us as you have brought us to life. And the Spirit rises up in us when we worship and praise you, Lord, and renews us and strengthens us and gives us encouragement. Oh, hallelujah. There's nothing in this world greater than our Savior. They think they're so high and mighty, and they're like mere grasshoppers compared to God. Oh, praise his name. Oh, he's worthy, worthy of all praise and glory. Thank you for your presence here tonight, Lord, and everything of who you are and what you do. Thank you. We praise and honor you, Lord. We worship you. Thank you for the revelation and the truth that you speak to us, that we hear, Lord. We honor and praise you. You are worthy. Worthy are you, Lord. Oh, glory and power and honor to you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise his wonderful name. Hallelujah. Woo! Oh, praise God. It's powerful. Oh, the Lord is so awesome and powerful. Worthy of all praise and glory for sure. Amen, brothers and sisters. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Worthy of all praise and glory. Thank you, Lord. Well, praise God. Praise God. Now, believers, we as believers can come to him. We've already declared that he is the God of possible and that we have declared for healing. We have declared for deliverance. We have prayed for peace. We've declared for joy. We have prayed for breakthrough. And we have prayed this for our sis Jeanette and Logan about healing, praise God. And others that have prayed. We pray for breakthrough has happened in Jesus' name. And that we pray for the breakthrough in our family's life, in our children's life, in brothers and sisters in Christ, in friends, and people that need Jesus. It's a matter of life, eternal life, and death, period. If people would get a grasp of that, they'd all be running to Jesus. Lord, I pray you show them clearly how serious this is. But it can be simple as calling upon your name from their heart, believing that you are the Son of God and everything that you did to bring salvation and life. Especially understand the atonement, that you shed your blood so that we could be forgiven and washed clean and be made the righteousness of God, right standing. Accepted by your Father in heaven. Thank you, Lord, that you have made us sons and daughters of God. Let us serve you well. We praise and honor you. All right. Let me go through these prayers. I haven't heard anything. I think they've been coming pretty regularly, so I'm going to put a cross on that one about Anthony and his family that they're involved in our church have come there now. Anthony, he's doing better dealing with diabetes, too, as far as last I heard, praise God. We're praying for Kim and the baby that's in her womb for health, a healthy child, and for her, Kim, health. And the Lord will lift them up and strengthen them and watch over her and the baby in Jesus' name. We pray for Sis Connie. Sis Connie, you got any update about, is your car fixed or you got new transportation or anything? Has the Lord intervened there for you? We're praying for my young brother, Darren, and his friend he has is probably a girlfriend now called Sydney, and they're praying for direction and wisdom in their relationship. We pray for, still continue praying for Callie Joe and Billy. And I got to ask them about their guidance, wisdom, and that Billy and his young, older daughter be reconciliation there. We're still praying for our church for blessing, provision, and wisdom and guidance, as we're talking about here by the Holy Spirit, the little church here in Dublin that we go to. We prayed for April and Brenda and April. They are home safe and had a great trip. Praise God. That's an answered prayer. Again, we're praying for Logan and Jeanette for healing in Jesus' name. Said we pray for breakthroughs. Like I asked for prayer for Dr. Donahue, and that he's been diagnosed with leukemia, but that's not that's man's report. We know that God's greater, and that we're praying for healing in Jesus' name, and pray against that spirit of cancer in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Anybody else have any other prayer requests? As we go tonight, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, man, the presence of the Lord. It sure does lift you up, don't it? Renews you. You know, get our focus right. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's why the Lord wants us in fellowship. That's why he wants us to, you know, forsake not to assemble yourself, whichever way that is. Okay, sis. I can tell you one thing, sis. One thing that works really good, I don't know, you might know it already, but coconut oil. You put coconut oil in coffee or tea daily. And that makes a big difference, but it's amazing for dementia. It really does. I know one testimony is that a guy told his wife for her husband to do this, and they would get ready to do the test. And for 2 weeks, he put coconut oil. Okay, good. Amen. Amen. You know about it. Well, that'll help. And keep, you know, let her drink plenty of fluids for sure. I went through it with my father, and I know it's very humbling, and definitely that, you know, the Lord would intervene in that. We will pray for you, Sister Cole. Hallelujah. Praise God. Do you want to share a name, sis, or it's all right? We can, you know. Okay. I understand. We sure will pray for the Lord to renew her mind and give her peace and guidance for sure, because he can. He really can. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, you're welcome, sis. Praise God that I enjoy, you know, worship and praise, and we should. It should help us and renew us. And I know it refreshes us, and it's part of our obedience is to worship and honor the Lord. It really is. That's the obedience, and the Holy Spirit inside us, he's going to do that. He's going to rise up in us and say, come on, guys. You need to remember who has done all this for you and who he is. And we really do. And I think overall, because we love him. He first loved us, but We have grown to love him. Amen. Because we know who he really is and what he's done in our lives. Hallelujah. All right. Any other prayer requests before we go? Praise God into prayer before we finish up tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. I would ask your prayers for me and Sis Brenda. We have family coming over Sunday, and they're not so close to the Lord. I taught them when they were young and went to church, and they know scriptures, but we made the mistake of letting them go to the secular college. God of mercy. And that they were hurt at some of these religious buildings. And they, you know, taken on the chin. I tried, you know, I tell them, don't, just because somebody has a label Christian, don't see that as God's example of how people are supposed to be. They are supposed to be like Christ. They're supposed to be humble. They're supposed to be merciful and graceful. They should be sharing the gospel and not beating people over the head and judging people. Every one of us don't meet the standard of God. Who in place do we have a right to judge? Let Jesus be the true judge. We should be like him. And, of course, we're supposed to use discernment, of course, and all that. But we're supposed to try to encourage her. You know, if somebody's have problems or failed or stumbled, hey, don't beat them down. Let's try to love them back, right? Learning that more. And understand, Jesus accepts all people. You know, one time I had a hard time with people with rings and tattoos and stuff. Well, that comes from what's happened with them with the flesh and sin. But Jesus still loves them. And I said, no, I mean, Lord, I accept, as you say, everyone. I mean, you ate with, you know, sinners and publicans and whoever they consider the filth of the world. Well, they ain't no better. You know, the rich, and they're sinful too. Caught up in their own pride and self-righteousness. That's almost worse based on what I know what the word says. That you know that. But everybody, there's no ignorance no more because the gospel is here. The Holy Spirit here is no more, you can say, oh, I didn't know. No, you'll know. Somewhere you'll know. It's going to be brought forth if it's from a person or the Holy Spirit himself. They'll know. But anyway, yeah, I've learned you know, Lord, everybody, that's one thing about our little church, anybody comes. We're not judging them by what they look, what clothes they wear, or their financial status or whatever. We're looking at them hopefully like Jesus does, that we look at they need a Savior, and they need to hear the Word of God, and we need to be guided by the Holy Spirit. And that's what we pray, and that others would come and know that God really loves them, especially here where we're at in Dublin right now. And the world, as the Lord has made a way for us to be on here, to share with others. It matters. And I pray that we are more Christ-like daily of how the Lord treated people and not definitely ourselves in the flesh. Amen. Glory to God. Well, anyway, I ask for your prayers for me and Sister Brenda as we'll, you know, pray to share the love of Christ and have good fellowship and be with our family and enjoy the time and pray that our witness and how we act is Christ-like, that they want to know more about the Lord and that the Lord can, you know, move, and he will. He cares about our family and our loved ones and our children. He really does. And he's intervening in their lives now. And I know that he'll bring them home. We pray that for sure, right? All right, well, let's go to the Lord in prayer and thank Jesus for, just thank God for a wonderful night and what we have learned and understanding about God's guidance and wisdom for such a time as this. Man, it's so powerful. As he exposes, you know, the darkness, exposes the ways of men and the ways caught up in their own ideas and religion and traditions and all that, this brings quarrels. And division, it really does. That's what the enemy wants. The sign of the Lord really being somewhere in a fellowship, it's unity. It's one of like mind, united by his Spirit, truth, and love. And praise God, that's what I have seen here at the Lord's Hour, and you, brothers and sisters, of the body of Christ. And thank God for it. because that's what the Lord wants. Father, we thank you and praise you for this night. Lord God, we praise and honor you and thank you for what you're doing in the lives of all that cry out and all that are seeking you and have fellowship and speak and listen to you, Lord, in prayer. Lord, that we humble ourselves and that we pray your truth and your word over your people, and we proclaim it in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you that you intervene in our lives because of your love, mercy, and grace. And you, Lord, you love to bless your people. You love to heal them and deliver them and, praise God, set them free and most of all save them. Lord, we just praise and honor you. We pray tonight for Kim and her baby that's in her womb. Lord, we pray you watch over and protect and give her peace and strength and good health and the baby too. And Lord, that you are the one who brings life. And Lord, we know that the baby is life and that he will be loved by a woman who loves you, Lord, and she will love and keep her child. We're very grateful in these days and pray that you are with them in this time in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we still pray for Sis Connie and that you will help fix her car or transportation, that you will make a way, Lord. I pray that you will intervene and help your daughter, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for Darren and for Sydney. We pray for direction and wisdom for them in their relationship and how they want to with you and know that you are the most important in their lives. And then they, as brothers and sisters, could come together like me and Sis Brenda and others here that have been married, but we could put that all in your hands, Lord. We still continue to pray for Callie Joe and Billy and for guidance of wisdom about them finding a place to live here in this town here, move closer to the fellowship they're involved in now, and pray for reconciliation between Billy and his older daughter in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for wisdom and guidance and blessing and provision for our little church, Father, and that we believe and trust you. And help us, Lord, let us be the light as we will go out on Thanksgiving and bring food to those who have to work as part of showing the love of Christ and to be there for people that, like first responders or some of the stores and stuff open, but most of all that we shine the light led by the Holy Spirit. Let us show them Jesus and the love that Jesus has for them. Lord, we just thank you, and we continue to pray for Sis Danette and Logan and pray for healing. We pray that they can rest in you, Lord, be renewed and strengthened and healed, where they'll be able to breathe and not have sore throats and coughing and all that. I pray to go in Jesus' name and pray for the health, the healing of you, Lord, into their lives in Jesus' name. Father, we pray for Brother Dr. Donahue. We pray in the name of Jesus that he be healed of leukemia. And we pray against you, leukemia. We tell you, spirit of cancer, go in Jesus' name. We pray for healing, Lord, and that you will intervene and that he'll be a walking testimony of what you're doing in his life by your power and love, Lord. Father God, we pray for Sister Cole. We thank you for her sister being here. We pray for blessing and favor and anointing and strength and joy over her and her family and her mother. We pray for healing. Lord, we pray that she would have the mind of Christ and that you can renew her mind, Lord, and that you can lift up her body. And, Father, you can bless her and strengthen her and let her have that she's able to understand and that she's able to think right, Lord. For you have given us your mind, Lord, and we pray for the mind of Christ and peace and wisdom and guidance that you have promised to her. And bless Nicole for being there for her mother. And Lord, we're thankful for everything that you're doing in our lives. And tonight, all that you have revealed in these last 4 weeks, and it comes to the total part of what you want us to learn, God's guidance and wisdom for such a time as this. And who is God's wisdom? It is you, Lord Jesus. And who is God's guidance and guide? You, mighty Holy Spirit. And we thank you for everything, Father, how much you truly love us. We give you glory and honor and praise.
that you gave us your son. And praise God, now you give us your very life, character, nature, and power, the Holy Spirit within us. Glory to you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. And all of God's people said, amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. It is so powerful. Hallelujah. What he did, what the Father did, you know, he gave us his son, Jesus, but he's given us the very Spirit of God, too. Isn't that awesome? Well, praise God. Very powerful night, brothers and sisters. I thank God for each one of you, and that the Lord will bless you, and the Lord will keep you, and he'll watch over, and he will provide for you. The Lord said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. I'll never fail you. He can't. It's not part of his nature. But praise God, and that his shalom and peace will be with you. We thank God for each one of you. We send our loving prayers to you, and that we can come together in the name of Jesus. And I hope y'all have a great rest of the night and weekend. All glory to our glorious King and Savior, Jesus, who's come for us very soon. Y'all have a great night, and we say shalom and goodbye. Bless you, Brother Andrew. Bless you, Sis Nicole, and bless you, Sis Connie. Bless you all, and we say shalom and good night. Amen.